From local events to the people and places that make our communities special, it's WHTL Around Town with Mark and Lynn.
Well, good morning. It's the Around Town podcast with Mark and Lynn St. Marie. Hello, Lynn.
Hello, Mark.
And you can catch us every Monday through Friday from 6 till 10 with the Wake Up Call on WHTL. And, you know, we had a quiet weekend for a change.
Relatively speaking, yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't have any live remotes this weekend.
No, we were home basically all weekend long, which is kind of odd.
So it was nice weather.
It was beautiful.
So we decided to wash our siding.
Yes. That's how exciting our life is.
Oh, it is.
Before I get to washing the siding,
what?
I want to mention that we tried one of the life hacks that you brought up.
We did do that, too.
We did that, too.
That's how boring our weekend was. It's like, which life hack should we do?
Well, we were sitting there on Saturday, and Lynn said, you know what? And she went and she got a dishwasher pod out of the kitchen.
Yes.
And I followed her in the bathroom, and we watched her drop it in the toilet.
It was exciting.
And it bubbled.
A little.
The bubbles were amazing.
Only
like,
a little.
It's
only
bubbling.
A couple. A couple bubbles.
So nothing
happened. It's supposed to clean your toilet.
Yeah, nothing happened right away.
Yeah, that was the hack.
So we left it in there and we went and cleaned siding. And I'll get.
Yeah.
And then after we were done cleaning siding, you came back in and got the toilet brush and it worked.
Yeah, but I don't know if it would have worked any better without the pod. I'm just saying. The water was purple.
And it did work fairly well.
I think, in a pinch.
It's not going to replace Lysol toilet bowl cleaner.
No. If you got the Rellies coming over and you're out of the toilet bowl cleaner, grab a pod.
It might help
you.
It might
help. I
don't
know. But I'm not a total fan, but it didn't hurt.
On a how well it worked 1 to 5 scale, what would you say?
Probably three.
I was going to go maybe a 4, but
no,
then I'm kind of
generous.
I wouldn't
give it a 4.
Okay, siding.
Yes.
We hadn't washed our siding on the house for a while. We had a new roof put on. We had new gutters put on. We had to have the new roof because of the hailstorm.
Yes.
And the gutters were the ones that came with the house, and they were pretty well shot.
Well, if you get a new roof and your gutters are shot, it doesn't do much good to have a new roof. So we had to do both.
Right.
And we put on a deck earlier, which was the only thing we really planned this year, was replacing parts of our deck.
And
but,
the
of
front
course,
and
the hailstorm
back.
The hailstorm kind of
took care of that.
Extended our plans a little bit. But, you know, the front of our house is on the north side, and there's trees. So we get some mold on there. So it's like we have to get this done. It's a beautiful weekend. And so we got started on the siding.
Well,
it's
that green mold, and it kind of matches our shutters, but
not attractive.
Not the way it should
be. So we got the biggest surface is the front of the house.
Right.
And so you just like the satisfaction of spraying it on and then it coming off in the sheets.
So
I know.
Satisfying.
And you don't let it sit there long enough.
I'm sorry.
You end up scrubbing. But we got one side done, and we have several left. I counted. We only have 15 to go. That's it.
Because
we have several small walls.
So if we basically do one a weekend.
We'll be done by next year.
Yeah.
Sometime. We'll see.
It looks good, though.
It does.
The front looks great. The front looks great. And we even did some weeding, too.
We did that, too. We were
And then we went in and checked the toilet after.
And then we checked the toilet. That was our weekend.
Yeah, we have
so
such
exciting.
An exciting life.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what? Back to school. We had a couple of educators in this morning. We'll have another one in Wednesday to talk about getting back to school.
Right.
Friday, we'll have a school superintendent. And there are some schools that still haven't started yet. Most have, but we'll run through some of the ones that still have to start. Lincoln will start first day of school coming up on September 1st.
Okay.
Mondovi starts the 27th, so they will start this week. Also, Osseo Fairchild will start this week on the 27th, as will, Gale Etrick Trempealeau. They start tomorrow.
Do they?
That's their first day of school. Black River Falls comes up on September 1st. So there are some schools that are still yet to start. Most already have. And just a reminder, be very careful if you're out and about. You see those school buses, don't pass them. If right. they're stopped, don't pass the
right.
school bus.
Right. Give them a little extra time. Even if the stop sign isn't out, if they're stopped, you should stop.
You read a really interesting statistic that is disturbing. There were over 600 school bus crashes last year from people not paying attention.
Yes.
And running into the school buses.
Right. Yeah.
That's
a lot.
Good.
And, yeah. and it's totally preventable with yep. a little extra care.
Totally so preventable.
Make sure you exercise caution with those kids this year.
Tonight, we'll be on the road.
Speaking of Osseo Fairchild, yeah. we'll be in Osseo tonight at yes. the Garber Bandshell.
Four.
Stuff the bus. I know
we're
going
to stuff the bus.
We are. It's a 50-50 beneficiary for yeah. the Osseo Lions Club. They need backpacks, Kleenex, antibacterial wipes, athletic shoes, headphones, earbuds, water bottles, prepackaged snacks, and of course, monetary donations are always welcome. And we are the music sponsors tonight.
How cool.
Thistledown will be playing from 6 to 8 p.m. And there'll be food at the park. The Woodshed wood-fired pizza will be there. There'll be ice cream, all kinds of good stuff. And we are giving away some prizes.
Yeah, we are. All you got to do is run by and stop, see us there. We'll have like a table for WHGL.
The sign up, yeah.
Yep, just drop your name in our bucket and you could win some cool stuff. I think we're giving away one of those beautiful wooden American flags.
We are. And we're also giving away a 4-pack to the Mall of America.
That's a cool thing.
That's very cool. And we're also giving away a gift certificate to the WHTL swag store. So you can get some WHTL swag. So,
and you'll probably see most of us up there, or all of us up there tonight. I think Butch will be there. Buck may stop by.
Yep.
You and I will be there. Steve will be there. It's going to be just a great night.
David has to come because Corey is yeah. in Thistledown.
Yes,
so
his wife is in
We love Thistledown.
We
so
do.
So good.
It's going to be a great night. We're going to have a whole lot of fun, and we're right in the middle of football now, believe it or
yes,
not.
Yes, we are.
We have a high school game coming up Thursday.
Yep, it's GET at Sparta.
That ought to be a good one.
That's at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:30, and we will be there live.
Ought to be good. And then the third and final preseason game of the year for the Packers coming up on Friday night, and you'll hear it live here. It'll be their first game at Lambeau this year.
Yep, Arizona Cardinals at Green Bay.
5 o'clock for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the kickoff. They won their game in Denver, by the way.
Yeah.
So that was awesome, and we'll see if they can keep on the winning ways this Friday night at home against the Cardinals.
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
All right. Make sure you come up and join us tonight at the Garber Bandshell. It's going to be a fun time. Music from 6 to 8. We'll be there probably 5-ish or so, I would
yep.
think.
And, I'm sure we will.
The whole crew from WHTL will be there. By the way, Lynn.
Yes.
What's worse than a box full of snakes?
I don't know.
A box that was supposed to be full of snakes.
Oh, yeah.
That would be worse.
Infinitely so.
Yeah. Have a great week, everybody, and keep it tuned to WHDL, where it always feels like home.
Another trip around town is in the books. Thanks for listening. Find more episodes wherever you get your podcasts or at WHTLradio.com.